far down on the rocks of the New England shore. To New York there came one Annie by name, who had never left mother before. As companion she went to a lady, intent on gaining society's fame. "Your name, child," she said, "will not do, I'm afraid." So very soon Annie became Suzanne. It sounded much better than Anne. And she altered her dress here and there, or more or less, till you never could tell simple Anne was Suzanne. Poor Suzanne, I'm afraid. So she made up her mind she would change. She furnished a flat with a motor at that and some bonds on the cotton exchange. She became quite the pet of a fast social set, and she gave checks away to the poor. And the gossips do say that an earl had to pay to have his name on her front door. Suzanne. Suzanne. Very soon she was called Lady Anne, and her jewels were the talk of all greater New York. And you never could tell Lady Anne was Suzanne. Grown old, and the motor's been sold, for the company never was paid. Her hair has turned gray, moths have eaten away all the gowns Lady Anne once displayed. She's returned to the town that is nestled far down on the rocks of the New England shore, and her jewels now consist of a plain amethyst that fastens her shawl, nothing more. Suzanne. Now she lives on economy plan, and she's learned how to wash and to cook from a book. And the people she works for call her